Come my lady, come my lady, she my butterfly. Sugar, baby, come my lady, come. Who's this? I always forget the name.
Crazy Town.
Crazy Town. So great.
What's the other song?
Come my lady, come my lady, she my butterfly, hit me in the eye.
Close.
They have another song?
That was a joke. Was this E! News?
No.
That was a drop.
Oh, God.
No, it is not E! News.
Well, what is it?
It's Valentine's Day, damn it.
It is.
How are we going to celebrate?
There's only one way.
I really hope that everyone is doing something nice for their lover. You know what? I feel that as we're growing as a society.
And as men.
Slowly but surely. That the downplaying of Valentine's Day, I feel it's becoming a thing.
The hate?
No, not the hate. Just the indifference.
Yeah.
From both sides.
Recognizing it for what it is.
Yeah. Now, if you want to do something nice, great. But if
you get nothing.
If you're like a... If you've been dating someone for 4 years or, God forbid, married to someone for 15 years...
God forbid?
Well, let me finish the sentence.
Okay.
And you feel... The whatever side.
Let him try and dig himself out of this.
Oh, God. You think that she gives a damn about me? But if either side is like, well, you better get me something for this day of love. Then you know what? You're a little lost. You're a little.
You married the wrong woman.
Yeah. Or if you're a dude. You know,
do you feel like you're somehow going to get in trouble by not acknowledging this in some special way?
Oh, come on, man. Just
pick somebody a little less high maintenance.
Just let it go. But hey, if you're into that thing, great. Just don't feel like that you have to do something. That's the only thing. If you want to do something nice, great. But don't feel like you have to on either side, right?
Yes.
We all agree on that?
It's the way it should be on everything.
True. Well, we are celebrating the way that lovers intended to.
With buffalo wings.
With wings for pee. Now, again, to reset, this was an unfortunate public tweet made by
a... not intended to be so, but somehow made its way into the public domain.
I still don't understand how it did, but it did.
I think it was supposed to be a DM that accidentally got sent out as a tweet.
So, the tweet was... something to the effect of, if you get your ass home in time.
Yeah, there are a lot of qualifiers in this.
And shove some
and
of that.
Shove that blank in my face. Yes.
I'll bring you home some wings.
Yeah.
See, there's three things she's got to do for this.
She's got to get home in time.
Well, yeah. First she's got to get home.
Period.
Yeah.
Then
she's got to get home in time.
Right.
And then... the other. And
right.
If she does those things,
I'll bring you home some wings.
Your reward is greasy chicken wings.
Which, let's be honest here, if this would have been, I'll bring you home some lobster macaroni and cheese or some salmon.
Some cheesecake.
Whatever.
Some wine and chocolate.
Yeah.
Lobster.
It wouldn't,
some nice oysters or something.
It wouldn't resonate the way that wings do. Because I don't know one girl, I'm sure they're out there, but I don't know one girl that's like, I would really like to get some wings tonight.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, anyway, we've had fun with this for the last couple of years, having fellas and ladies. I'm only the ladies out because we have a couple of lady entries that we'll play later on down the line. And thank you to all that sent these in. We
had to make some tough decisions.
There's like 30 of them. And so let me just say that we'll play them eventually. But if you don't get played today, at some point you will. And I appreciate your effort in all of this.
So we sent you on a mission, men and women.
Yes. Yes.
To make this request or this offer to your significant other, record it and see how they react.
Right. So let's just start off and, start playing a few of these. And I will say this, we're going to do this for two segments. The last one we play is flipping awesome.
You better call your friends.
Yes, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Text your friends to listen.
All right, so here we go.
What time is it, Anna? You're just now getting here? Maybe I'm just not getting here.
All right, well, if you get your ass home on time tomorrow and...
Now, see, I love this guy because he's got a bit. Like, he set this up with a bit of his own. We've not done this before. This guy's acting.
What time is it, Anna? You're just now getting here?
Maybe I'm just not getting here.
All right, well, if you get your ass home on time tomorrow and shove some in my face, I might bring you some wings.
First of all, this is healing, and there's a giant scar here. I can't even open my leg. Sorry.
No.
So she just had a kid.
My. I was wondering what her malady was
what
down there.
What do you
there.
Think it was?
I don't know.
So this poor woman is trying to get over childbirth. And here he is demanding that she get home in time
to shove
and shove a wounded blank in his face. It's wounded for wings.
First of all, this is healing, and there's a giant scar here. I can't even open my leg. Sorry.
So is that a no? You don't want wings?
Yeah, I mean, How did you say it with a straight face? Where did that come from?
I really want to know.
No, I'm not putting any in your face, and we're having pasta tomorrow, not wings.
All right, no f***ing wings for you.
Are you recording that?
No.
No.
What a liar.
Why would I do that?
No wings for you.
It is, like, above and beyond the dumbest thing you can say to someone.
Yeah.
It really is, and that's what makes it so great.
Because I like her, though, man. She's great.
She's funny.
I know.
Yeah.
Her laugh was great.
I know. She rolled with it pretty good, especially someone who's wounded.
Yeah, from a kid. All right, let's do another one.
Again, assuming that's a kid. All right, here is another one.
I know I'm not going out to eat, but if you hurry your ass home tomorrow and shove some in my face, I might just bring home some wings.
Where?
Whatever place you want.
Is that what you want for dinner tomorrow?
Maybe it's you I want for dinner tomorrow.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh. Yes. We got ourselves a deal.
Yeah. I feel like I win in this. What's the catch?
I feel like I win in this.
Yes.
What's the catch?
Right. Like, you're going to
Wait a
do
second.
That.
You're
going to
do that and
I get food?
You're going to give me wings?
For free.
What do I have to do?
See, that's a great way to look at it. Most ladies are so taken aback by the way it's worded.
Yeah,
they
the
can't
shocking
fight through
word.
It.
And then the fact that there's wings involved.
Yeah.
At what point did you think I would want wings?
Yeah, they can't fight through it, but it's great to know that there are some that take it for what it's worth. And, like, you're getting a lot here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all I have to do is get home on time.
Right, this is a gracious offer. You should feel lucky to have married me.
All right, let's play this one.
What are you, what's the plan for tomorrow night? For Valentine's Day?
What is the whispering that's going on?
Trying to talk so the kids don't hear.
Oh, really? Oh,
I might have a sleeping baby.
I'm sorry. What's the plan for tomorrow night? Do you want to get some dinner? What do you want for Valentine's Day?
We can just do whatever here.
Are you doing anything, you know? Like in school?
I love the ramp up.
No, I just don't really want to stay that late.
How about,
and then,
I mean, we gotta be up early the next day.
How about you get your ass home a little early? Put some in my face and I'll pick you up some wings.
What? Is this like from a movie?
No, just how about you get your ass home a little early tomorrow night and shove your in my face and I'll go get you some wings.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Is it not funny?
Like chicken wings? Why would I want that?
Well, I thought you'd want the other thing more.
I'm so confused.
Right now. I'm so confused, right? Of course.
Do you not want chicken wings?
Nah, I mean, I'm good. What are you asking me? I'm so confused right now.
If you get your ass home a little early tomorrow night and shove your in my face, I might pick you up some wings. It's just an offer.
Are you thinking, like, is this a play on words or something?
No, it's just an offer.
Then stop saying it. It's not funny. I keep thinking I'm missing something. Stop saying it. That's all it is.
This is an offer.
It's... Decline.
Declined. I love it when they get confused.
Oh, man. That's great. All right. Let's come back.
Three more.
Yeah. So let's play three more, including one that will...
The goat.
That you'll love. All right. Hand me the audio cord over their homes because it is time to continue our Valentine's Day celebration as people are rushing to the flower store for their last-minute gifts. You should have done this. Wings for P. And let's continue. We have three more to play here, and we will start with the guy who actually sent this first yesterday. This was the first contestant.
So, hey, dear. So tomorrow, maybe if you get home in time, you put that in my face, I'll bring you some wings.
What? Wait, what? Start again with that conversation?
I said...
At this point, it's really tough recovery.
What? Wait, what?
Oh, maybe I'll bring you some wings.
What? Wait, what?
We need that.
Start again with that conversation?
I said... Maybe tomorrow, if you get your ass home in time, if you put that in my face, I'll buy you some wings.
Tomorrow morning?
The guy sounds like he's had about a carton of cigarettes.
I'm totally...
No, I know it sounds weird. Listen, one more time. So, tomorrow, if you get your ass home in time, if you put that in my face, maybe I'll bring you some wings.
I thought we were doing Beef Wellington tomorrow.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Explain to me what the you're saying.
I thought we were doing Beef Wellington tomorrow. Beef Wellington?
And that's what she takes out of all this.
Beef.
Yeah. He said it three times.
Yes.
And then she says, I thought we were doing Beef Wellington. Oh, God.
Give you some wings.
I thought we were doing Beef Wellington tomorrow.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
The only thing going through her head is like,
I don't want wings.
So I don't have to cook Beef Wellington? Beef Wellington.
What is it, 1950? Who's eating Beef Wellington?
Wellington is so...
Sounds like something Don Draper would
order. I know.
I'll have a Beef Wellington and an old fashioned.
Beef Wellington. God. Sounds like a character Gordon would do. Hello.
I'm Beef.
All right. Enjoy this.
So what's the plan for tomorrow night?
For what?
You gotta get off early and go and take her to softball?
I don't have a choice.
Did he say what time it's going to be over with?
6:30.
6:30? Well.
So I plan on.
Well, if you hurry up, whenever it's over, if you hurry up and bring your ass home and put your in my face, I'll get some wings.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
What?
So if you hurry up.
Like, I love that. Tomorrow. Wait, what?
It takes a minute to sink in.
To process.
Yes. I'll get some wings.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
What?
So if you hurry up and get your ass home tomorrow night after softball, when you put your in my face, I'll get you some wings.
You'll get me wings. What are you saying?
I said after softball practice, if you hurry up and get your ass home and put your in my face, I'll get you some wings.
To get Wingstop?
Yeah.
All right, now just prepare yourself for a woman who cannot control her laughter.
Yes.
For a long time.
You said a lot of wings?
That is her.
Wheezing.
That's her?
Yes,
yeah.
That is. Hal J laugh?
Yes,
her?
Exactly. Yeah. That is Hal J. Yes, that's her.
Why is that funny? Why is that so funny?
Because you were like, I'll get you wings. Like, what are you get wings? Like, I was like, what? Say it again and just listen to yourself.
I love that.
Say it again.
And just listen to yourself. Yes, exactly.
Say it again and just listen to yourself.
I don't know why it's so funny.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm just saying. You get your ass home early.
Oh, God, hurt.
Or on time for after softball practice. Put your in my face and I'll go get wings. I don't understand why that's so funny.
Oh, God, it hurts. Oh, I don't know why it's so funny, but it is.
Right back into it.
Stop. I'm not doing nothing.
I love this guy.
I'm not doing nothing.
I love him so much.
Stop. I'm not doing nothing. Why are you laughing so hard?
Okay. And then after all that, she acquiesces.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
God. I think the concept of wings is what she couldn't get past.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yes. Okay. So let's get to this one.
All right. You might need to do a little setup on this one.
It appears that this Michael is a man, his wife. I think this may be a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because there is a kid involved in this.
Yeah.
Imagine a kid sitting next to the husband or the dad or whatever, but the kid is sitting there looking at his iPad wearing headphones. And the dad's like, all right, he's got earmuffs on. I can pull this off.
Okay. But imagine that the kid has the volume turned down and hears everything.
Yeah.
If you shove your in my face, I'll bring you some wings on tomorrow.
Don't say that.
Thank you, Jace.
Okay. So he drops it right out of the chute, yeah. And the kid...
You hear the TV in the background, and then you hear Jace go, Don't say that.
Now, God.
Yeah.
Here is another kicker. I corresponded with the dad who did this. The kid is 5. All right? 5 years old.
If you shove your p- in my face, I'll bring you some wings home tomorrow.
Don't say that.
Thank you, Jace.
I thought his headphones were. I thought he couldn't hear me. He's wearing headphones. They don't have to be from Hooters. I'll bring them from anywhere.
Okay, there's another. So she goes, she's past the point of the kid hearing that now. She's like, why are you going to Hooters? Like, she's mad because he's going to Hooters.
He's wearing headphones. They don't have to be from Hooters. I'll bring them from anywhere. Well, can you still shove your...
Brandon, she doesn't want wings.
She's going to want them.
And then, yeah. And so then the kid's like, Randy, she doesn't want wings. And he goes, like, tries to one up the kid. He goes, She's going to want some wings.
She's going to want them. I'm just talking about wings now. I didn't know he could hear the other part.
I can hear you a lot, dude.
How squared away is this kid?
I can hear you a lot, dude.
Yeah, like, man, you know, you might want to tone it down, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about wings now. I didn't know he could hear the other part.
I can hear you a lot, dude.
Can we make this trade when he goes to bed?
Mom, Dad's trying to take a picture of you.
Still, like, this kid is smarter than the dad.
I know. Dad's got the phone out. Mom, Dad's trying to take a picture of you. And Dad, no, I'm not.
No, no, I'm not.
Dad's trying to take a picture of you.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Chris, can we make this trade later?
Really? What?
So that's a no.
I'll discuss it with you right now. I'm trying to order you something for dinner.
Mama.
So you would really shove those in my face for it?
Mommy.
For some wings?
Yeah.
No. Well. Mama, tell him to f*** off.
God. Full F-bomb.
Yeah.
Full F-bomb from the 5-year-old.
Mommy.
Language.
Tell him to F off.
Mommy, that's the best part. The sweet little boy. Mommy.
Right now, I'm trying to order you something for dinner.
Mama.
So you would really shove those in my face for it?
Mommy.
For some wings?
Yeah.
No. Well. Mama, tell him to F off.
Is that not the best ever?
Oh, my God. That kid. All right, play it from the top, uninterrupted, so you can get the whole experience.
All right.
If you shove your p- in my face, I'll bring you some wings home tomorrow.
Don't say that.
Thank you, Jace.
I thought his headphones were. I thought he couldn't hear me. He's wearing headphones. They don't have to be from Hooters. I'll bring them from anywhere. Well, can you still shove your...
Brandon, she doesn't want wings.
She's gonna want them. I'm just talking about wings now. I didn't know he could hear the other part.
I can hear you a lot, dude.
Can we make this trade when he goes to bed?
Mom, Dad's trying to take a picture of you.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Chris, can we make this trade later?
Really?
What? So that's a no.
I'll discuss it with you right now. I'm trying to order you something for dinner.
Mama.
So you would really shove those in my face for it?
Mommy.
For some wings?
Yeah.
No. Well. Mama, tell him to f*** off.
And the funny part is, the recording stopped immediately after that. There was no more. It was, Mama, tell him to F off, and then just stopped. It went dark.
Well, you can't top that.
Oh, God.
But we got more.
Oh, dude.
At some point, we'll play them. Gotta go.
Yes.